Hi, this is Holly. Thank you guys for coming back to hear another story. I appreciate it. If you could do me a favor, share my podcast with your friends and family, that would be great. Okay, let's get started. Curious George makes pancakes. This is George. George was a good little monkey and always very curious. One morning, the man with the yellow hat woke George early. "Time to get up, George," he said. "The pancake breakfast is today." George loved the pancake breakfast. It was a fundraiser held every year to make money for special programs at the children's hospital. Besides eating pancakes, there are all kinds of games to play. Even the mayor came to play and eat. But first, he gave a welcome speech. "Thank you all for coming," the mayor said. "We appreciate your generous support." He thanked all the volunteers who were helping that day. And finally, he said, "Please, please enjoy yourselves and the pancakes." When the mayor finished, the man with the yellow hat said, "George, I'm going to buy our tickets. Please wait here and don't be too curious." Well, George waited like a good little monkey, but something smelled so good. Could it be the pancakes? George, he was curious. He followed the delicious smell and found a whole griddle full of pancakes. And George watched as a man poured little batter circles and flipped them up in the air. It looked like fun to make pancakes. George wanted to help. On a table near the griddle was a basket full of blueberries. These pancakes needed blueberries, George thought, and he sprinkled some on top. Meanwhile, the man at the griddle was so busy he didn't notice the little monkey helping him, but the line grew and grew and grew. George's pancakes were a hit, and soon everyone wanted them, and the man could not keep up. "Please wait," he said to someone holding an empty plate. "I need to find an assistant to help me." And just like that, he was gone. George looked at the people waiting in line and then at the empty griddle. Why, he can make pancakes. He could be the assistant. Well, George poured the batter into nice round circles. Next, he added the blueberries. He waited a minute to let the pancakes cool, and then he flipped them over. And last, he added the syrup. The line for pancakes was enormous, but with four hands, George made quite a chef, and no one's plate was empty for long. "I've been coming to this breakfast for years," a man said, "but I have never seen pancakes made like this before." "I've never eaten this many pancakes before," said a girl. I didn't even like pancakes before," said another girl, and they all lined up for more. When the man returned with his crew assistant, he was shocked to see a monkey making pancakes. "This is no place for a monkey," he yelled, and he began to chase George. Well, George hadn't meant to cause any problems. He only wanted to help, and now he only wanted to get away quickly. George found a place to hide, and the man and his assistant ran right by him. But where did George go? When it was safe to come out, George jumped down. He was covered in syrup like a pancake, and he was sticking to everything. George was curious, could see the napkins, and maybe that could help him get him clean. No, the napkins only made it worse. What George needed was some water to wash with. Why here? Here's the perfect thing. George climbed up. This would do a trick for a sticky monkey. George, he sat on a bench and splashed himself with water. But all of a sudden, splash! George was in the water. What a surprise. George climbed up again and splatted back down. He's never been in a dunk tank before. And he had so much fun getting clean. And soon, everyone was having fun. And the line at the dunk tank grew even longer than the line for the pancakes. Later, the mayor came by. "I've heard all about your delicious pancakes," he said. You've made our fundraiser a big success, and I have a special favor to ask you. At the end of the day, George got to present the money for the fundraiser to the president of the hospital. Thanks to you, George, this has been our best year ever. And will you come back and make pancakes again next year? George nodded, and everyone cheered. The end.